Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We have largely ignored the Pittsburgh Steelers today. That might be the first time that's happened on the show.
It has.
Man, feels weird, but huge series win for the Pirates. A sweep of St. Louis, but we don't want to just totally turn our back on the Steelers. We're joined by our friend Mike DeFabo from The Athletic. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Crowley. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you as well, buddy. What do you think our intro song should be for the show, by the way?
Oh, boy.
Put you on the spot.
I have put zero thought into this, Crowley.
I know.
I'm not really sure. I think the
off the cuff, Mike. Right? Come on.
You don't know any songs,
like,
Mike.
Come on. Give us
something. You can't name a single song, Mike.
How about Let's Go With Hey Ya? That's always a banger. That
I
gets
do
the
love
going.
Hey Ya.
Outkast.
That reminds me of a teacher that I had in seventh grade who every time she would bend over, her giant thong would stick out. And we were in seventh grade. That's what that song makes me think of. Anyway, what's new at OTAs, DeFabo? Because I didn't pay attention over the weekend because, well, the Pirates.
Well, there weren't OTAs over the weekend, but the last couple of days at Steelers OTAs last week, one thing that really stuck out to me was Patrick Peterson. And he had, as far back as his introductory press conference, kind of lobbied for the idea that the Steelers could move him around, where he had made his name in the league as an outside corner, press man type of guy. But he said, like, at this stage in his career, he wanted to do a little bit more. And we saw that. He moved into the slot and played the slot corner position, which I feel like is interesting for a lot of things. First of all, you know, he talked about how at this stage in his career, at 33 years old, he can't run down in and down out with elite receivers and man coverage. So you're kind of protecting him a little bit if you do that. You also, if you move him into the slot, somebody has to play outside, and it could open the door for Joey Porter Jr. to get onto the field a little bit earlier. And then the other thing I really like about it is you could then put your three best corners onto the field theoretically, where you've got Levi Wallace and Patrick Peterson, and then you also got Joey Porter on the field there too. So it was a different look and maybe not something that we anticipated, but I think that it would make a lot of sense and it could open up a lot of things for the Steelers if it works.
I've seen reports that Corey Trice and Joey Porter Jr. have been turning heads and garnering some respect. You know, if those guys can really develop as the weeks go on, you know, just like you kind of said there, Mike, it could be a nice dynamic for the defensive backfield to be able to have some depth and also have guys out there that you absolutely trust, even if they're young guys.
Yeah, definitely. And Corey Trice, he was another guy that was a standout contributor last week. He had an interception and a couple pass breakups the last OTA on Thursday. So, I mean, I'm really intrigued by him as well because he had a third-round grade and he slipped all the way to seventh round. Some people thought maybe that was because of an ACL injury that he had in college. But he says he's healthy and he's ready to go and he's looked good out there. So, I mean, he's a guy that we put a story out in The Athletic looking at different guys who could be steals. And we named like five or six across the league. And he was one of the guys that we had listed. So I'm really intrigued to see how he goes, you know, how he develops throughout his rookie season.
Mike DeFabo brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Who's the Steelers' starting left tackle first game of the season?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Broderick Jones. I do. They don't necessarily need to bring him along that quickly. Also, obviously, they're playing Nick Bosa, and do you really want to, you know, throw the young guy into the fire early? I could see the argument there for bringing him along more slowly, but in my mind, you traded up for this guy. Left tackle was the weakest position on an average offensive line last year. So I say you play him early, you get him the reps, and you get him the experience. But, you know, Dan Moore Jr. is making that interesting. He put on some weight this offseason. He changed up his training regimen. He's up to 315 pounds. And he's really, like, not going to go down without a fight. So I think it's really an interesting dynamic there, and that's the kind of thing that, as we sit here at the beginning of June, I'm not going to actually be able to give you a real answer, but through training camp in Latrobe and through those preseason games, I absolutely think that that's one of the biggest storylines to watch is how quickly is Broderick Jones going to get up to speed, and is he going to be ready by game?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, who's the Steelers starting right tackle game one then, DeFabo?
I think more than likely it's still Chukwuma Okorafor, but again, like we mentioned with Dan Moore Jr., you know, he's looking for an opportunity to get on the playing field, and whether that's holding on to his left tackle spot a little longer than anticipated, or, you know, we saw him rep as well at right tackle, giving Chukwuma Okorafor a little bit of, you know, competition for his position. So I still think it would be Chukes, but I think Dan Moore is doing everything he can to try to earn another opportunity.
Man, Mike, I keep seeing clips on Twitter of Calvin Austin in college and some of the things that he did, whether it was jet sweeps, whether it was running routes, and just so much faster than everybody. He just looks like he was on another level. Now, obviously, we missed him last year. He didn't play last year. I mean, if he is, you know, if he's decent this year, this offense could just add a whole dynamic to it that could absolutely help them moving forward. I mean, have you – I know you can't really say if you've seen anything, but do you anticipate him being a big part of the offense?
I think that he's one of the big X factors on offense because, obviously, they did not address the wide receiver position in the draft. They went out and they got Allen Robinson, who – I think is going to add a lot of versatility, a veteran voice to that room, which I think was wise. But still, I do have questions about the depth at the wide receiver position. And if Calvin Austin can, you know, build upon the flashes that we saw last year in training camp and do all the things that you just mentioned with being a really good route runner, being so fast and so quick, especially in the slot, then I would feel very comfortable about the Steelers' wide receiver depth. But if he doesn't, and, you know, if he struggles with injury again this year, or if maybe there's just a little bit of a learning curve when his first true NFL season, then I think that there could be some issues for the running back or the wide receiver position for the Steelers. So, like, if there's one guy within the wide receiver core that I'm really looking at, it is Calvin Austin for all those reasons.
We heard from your man, Mark Caballi, you work with him, your colleague at The Athletic last week, who said that Jaylen Warren might be the MVP of OTAs if there were to be such a thing. Do you concur?
Not really, no.
Whoa!
I don't know, like, an OTA, an MVP of OTAs is a wild thing to give away because most of what they're doing is individual drills. Most of what they're doing is running routes or whatever, taking handoffs against air. I think that what the Steelers are going to do, I was really happy to see last season the way that they mixed and kind of shared the responsibilities in the backfield because I feel like we've seen so many times instances where the Steelers have a talented running back, but they run him until the wheels fall off, and then you get into November or December when you really need the guy and those cold weather, tough weather games, and you don't have him because he's not healthy. And so I felt like for one of the first times in a long time last year, having Jaylen Warren and being able to take some of the workload off of Najee Harris's shoulders, I think that's part of the reason why you saw Najee be so effective the second half of the season. And so – you know, I think that last year was the perfect balance. And maybe you want a little bit more Jaylen Warren than last year, but I still think that Najee should be your primary feature back and that Jaylen Warren is the change of pace guy, third down guy, and maybe earns more of an opportunity. But, I mean, I think it's a good thing to have two solid, reliable running backs, but I'm not going to get excited about something that happened in OTAs and think that all of a sudden Jaylen Warren is going to be the MVP of this offense.
All right, after a few minutes to think about it, still Hey Ya, Outkast? Or is it Black Eyed Peas?
You know what I had? We do walk-up songs for my old man softball team that
sure.
I play on. And Peypass is my walk-up song. So maybe I'll go with that as my answer.
All right, Mike, thank you. Appreciate your time as always.
Absolutely, Crowley. And Doran, thanks for having me, guys.
Mm-hmm. See you, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.